This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are looking at, this is the last part of a sermon. I'm actually preaching this sermon now the first week in every year because that's how important it is. And it's taken out of 2 John verse 9 that says, whoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. So naturally the question is, what is the doctrine of Christ? There is a drought on who Jesus Christ is in the church today. You don't really hear that very much. So I encourage you to listen to this sermon, to download the whole thing, or if you'd like a copy of this, email me. My email address is elected77@yahoo.com. Email me. I'll send it to you. Or go to wgodontheair.net. That's websites where you can find this sermon in its entirety uploaded, the doctrine of Christ. Today we're going to look at how if you don't believe in any one of these, you don't have God according to the Word of God. We're also going to look at the end of this as well, and that is not to receive people into your house or greet them that don't adhere to this. And we're going to look at what John meant by that. Enjoy the last part of this message, the doctrine of Christ, and we'll be back again tomorrow here looking at the Antichrist in our verse-by-verse study in the book of Revelation.
Let me ask a question. Now, can you take any one of these and say that you're saved if you don't believe it? Number one, don't believe in the virgin birth. Can you be saved? Well, perhaps you can be saved because I'm not the judge. But if Christ is who you think that he is, then you can't be saved. And don't waste your time. He was born of a virgin. He wasn't born like everybody else. Number two, don't believe that Christ lived a sinless life. Can you be saved? No. Because again, if Christ is who you think he is, then his sacrifice was worthless. His blood tainted, no better than yours and mine. It's precious to God, but it can't redeem anybody. Or be an acceptable sacrifice. That's that big word you see in your Bible. It says propitiation. You ever seen that? He himself is the propitiation for our sins. And not only ours, but also for the whole, sorry Calvinists, the whole world. It means an acceptable sacrifice, something that God honored and accepted. He won't accept my blood to pay the price for the sins of the whole world, because Paul W. Esposito is a sinner and spent half the morning on his face before anyone got here today. For that reason, I can't save anyone. My blood's no different than anyone else, and Jesus' blood would have been the same way if he was born just like everybody else. Number three, don't believe Jesus came in the flesh. Can you be saved? How could you? And John the Apostle ranks you right up there with the Antichrist and a deceiver. Matter of fact, If you don't believe in number three, then you are infected with the spirit of Antichrist that is already in the world, the Bible says. Let me ask the question. Have you ever met someone that doesn't believe the Messiah has come yet? But Jews and Muslims, right? Right, the Jews don't believe because their grandmother told them, well, sonny boy, we're still waiting for the Messiah. That's all cute and fine and dandy, but you're infected with the spirit of Antichrist. It's not all that cute. Because when you die and leave this world, you're going to the same place Osama bin Laden is. That's not very cute. Muslims waiting for the Messiah, right? Name is the Mahdi. Supposed to come riding in on a white horse. Only problem is Revelation chapter 6 says the Antichrist comes riding in on a white horse. The 12th Imam. That's who they're waiting on. And there's other groups as well that don't believe that the Messiah has come. I'm telling you, if you don't believe number three, that the Messiah took a body, God took a body and came here to earth, then the Bible says you are infected with the spirit of Antichrist. Not an envious position. Amen? That's an infection and a virus, believe me, you don't want to have. I mean, carry that to the end stage. If you're infected with the spirit of Antichrist, and if the Antichrist sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, what are you going to believe? You're going to believe he's God, right? That's the end result for those that seemingly think, number three, that's foolish. What does it matter what I believe about Jesus? What does it matter? I'm just showing you what it matters. The end results sometimes are catastrophic. And not what you bargained for. Remember, the whole meaning of deceived, right? Is to think that something is something. Don't believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, can you be saved? All right? Even the demons believe. But you don't? That would rank you lower than a demon in the belief business. Here's a note to write down. God does not care very much for unbelief. I put that nicely, didn't I, Ron? Jesus told Peter, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. Reveal what? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Don't believe Jesus died on the cross. Can you be saved? Cross, stake, whatever, it doesn't matter. I quoted the verse to you, Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. Cursed, for it's written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. Point is, you must believe Jesus died. Not that all the scholarly opinion out here today is that Jesus was just out of breath, you see. And after everyone left, they gave him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, breathed into him, and then he revived, came to life, married Mary Magdalene, and moved to England. What are you going to believe? It's up to you. I try to share with you the truth. That Jesus did not move to England, did not marry Mary. He did not marry Mary Magdalene. But he was raised up from the dead. And he ascended up, Acts chapter 1, ascended up. And it said he's coming back in like manner as you saw him go. He didn't leave in a carriage and a buggy. He was taken up into heaven and he's coming back the same way. For all those that believe all these points that we looked at. Don't believe Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Can you be saved? And this doctrine is the Christian. If you miss this, you've missed the entire Christian faith. That when you die and leave this world, there's more to life than just living and dying. You have eternal life promised for you. You've missed the entire Christian faith if you don't believe in the resurrection. Don't believe Jesus is the only way to heaven. Can you be saved? Well, let's ascertain this one. Let's see. You figured out there's another way to get to heaven, but God didn't. I say we need to add another throne up in heaven. For you. I mean, think of that preposterous, what a wicked thought. I say it, no offense on Oprah Winfrey. But she just has a big following, and a lot of people trust what she says. And her or Larry King or all these other people say, well, I believe there's lots of ways to get to God. and lots of ways to get to heaven. But Jesus says, I am the door. All those who enter in by me will be saved. Bible says there's one way. If you believe this, there's other ways. You're in grave danger. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no woman, no person comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. Do you see how Satan corrupts this truth? Do you see how Satan tries to corrupt all of these truths? Now let's wrap it up here in verse 10. Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ, this one has both the Father and the Son. Now, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. In other words, don't greet him. For he that bids him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Wow. When was the last time you said hi to or welcome a Jehovah's Witness into your house? Now, my wife slams the door in their face. Bless her heart. She's not here to laugh at that. But she does the right thing, really. Partaker of his evil deeds. If any comes to you and brings not this doctrine, do not receive him into your house and don't greet them. For he that greets them is a partaker of their evil deeds. All right, let me explain this, what this means. This is from the Apostle of Love here, the Apostle John. That word for bring, the Greek word phero, means to carry along from one place to another. Like what Peter says in 2 Peter 1:21. It says, holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit or carried along. So in other words, it's saying, if anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, meaning in this day it was traveling evangelists. And people in that day would put up evangelists in their house. You know, traveling evangelists. If anyone comes to you and does not bring, if this is not what they preach and teach, then don't greet them. Or allow them into your house, like Jehovah's Witnesses, or Mormons, or any group that twists the doctrine of Christ. Because these groups will infect you. When you grasp the seriousness of these consequences, you won't buddy up with a deceiver. Certainly, this does not mean unbelievers. Everyone understand this. He's not talking about unbelievers. Otherwise, you'd never be able to say hi to anybody. He's talking about people that profess to be Christians, and they're not. Or false teachers, not unbelievers. You're always to reach out and bless and greet and minister to unbelievers and show them kindness. Always. It's not who he's talking about. The only way to believe in the doctrine of Christ, though, is first to believe in Jesus Christ. Have you done that?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.